following is a presentation of High School Sports, presented by Union Bank, proud to be your community bank.
Sports Radio 93.1, the Fan.
Time to bring the action.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Allen East High School, where tonight on Lyman Sports Radio 93.1, the Fan will bring you a non-conference matchup between the visiting Perry Commodores and the host, Allen East Mustangs. I'm Garrett Seawright, joined alongside with Dre White. We'll bring you all of the play-by-play this evening here on 93.1, the Fan. And Dre, when you look at both sides tonight, it's kind of two opposite ends of the spectrum. Perry has won four in a row with a very junior-laden squad, while the Allen East Mustangs, a little banged up. They've got six seniors on the roster. They've lost three in a row and seven of their last eight, so really kind of opposite ends of the spectrum for both squads.
Sure. I mean, when you look at Perry, another conference championship for those guys. They're 8-0 in the conference for two straight years. They just wrapped up their third conference championship in a row. And they got a big game tomorrow night. So, they just can't get ahead of themselves. Last kind of final tune-up for tournament time. When you look at the Mustangs, like you said, kind of beat up around the guard play. Looks like they may even have a couple more as we look at warm-ups now, that in boots and things like that. So they've had it rough with injuries this year. But, again, kind of a nice tune-up test for them, as, hard to believe, but tournament time is next week already.
Yeah, and, of course, Perry has a bye into the tournament, so they won't play until Friday in the sectional finals. But you mentioned they picked up a game. They'll play Antwerp tomorrow afternoon at Antwerp, so a long road trip to play the second ranked team in Division Four. So you got a couple of good tune-ups here before the tournament starts. But for the Perry Commodores there, they've been playing really well defensively since they had a loss to Bath at home at the end of January. They've been giving up just 31.5 points per game in those four games since that loss to Bath. They have really turned it up defensively.
Absolutely. I mean, as a coach, you hate to lose any, but, looking at that game against Bath, not the best game for those guys, but, they've responded. Like you said, four in a row. They wrapped up the number one seed in their district, a very tough Walpock district. They wrapped up a conference championship, and, kudos to Coach Taylor getting Antwerp on the schedule. Talking to him before the game, he knows he has his hands full. But, again, a nice little test to see where they're at heading into the most important time of the year.
Yeah, you're playing one of the best teams on your schedule the last afternoon before your tournament starts. It's a very, very, very nice tune-up. High school basketball, 93.1 The Fan, presented by the Union Bank. They're a proud sponsor for area high school sports. Since 1904, they've been proud to call themselves your community bank. Find them at theubank.com. Going to take our first Don Jenkins Jewelry timeout. When we return, we'll have an even closer look at the Perry Commodores under head coach Matt Tabler. And we'll do that when we return here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Back at Allen East High School, getting you ready for this non-conference matchup between the Perry Commodores and the Allen East Mustangs. I'm Garrett Seawright, joined alongside with Dre White, getting a closer look now at the Perry Commodores. They come into tonight 16-3, and the winners of the Northwest Central Conference went undefeated 8-0 once again. They have not lost a conference game in a very, very, very long time, but they have that confidence with them. They've won four in a row. They're 16-3. They're 8-1 on the road, so this is not a squad that has had any problems going on the road and getting victories, Dre.
Yeah, they're playing really well right now, and, good time to play well. Got some things together, like we talked about, for that Bass game going into the tournament. A really nice, solid group. Only one senior, Jeff Simpson, on the squad. Rest, a good amount of juniors there. And we know what Perry's going to do. It's no secret to anyone, I don't think, in Northwest Ohio. They're going to get up and down the floor, push it up and down at you, and they're going to come at you defensively. And Allen East has to be ready for that tonight.
Yeah, so Perry averaging 62.3 points a game, only giving up 46. So they have spent a lot of times playing not close ball games, as they've really handled their opposition well through the first 19 games of the season.
Yeah, and again, that's a testament to that defensive intensity that they bring. You know what you're going to get from Perry the moment they walk into the gym. Like I said, no secret, and the staple, and what's led them to a good portion of their success has been the defense, and it shows in those numbers there.
And that could be a long night for Allen East, and we'll take a closer look at the Mustangs when we return, but they have been very injured at the guard spot, and that's something that we'll have to see how they're able to handle that here tonight. It's this pressure from Perry, and we'll take a Don Jenkins Jewelry timeout. We'll take a closer look at those Allen East Mustangs, tell you who is and isn't going to be available tonight for the Mustangs. And it's kind of a long list of who isn't going to be available. And we will look at that when we return after this Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Back at Allen East as we get you ready for the Perry Commodores and the Allen East Mustangs here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. A non-conference matchup, a rare Friday night non-conference matchup, especially this late in the season. But we're going to take now a closer look at the Allen East Mustangs. 9-11 on the season, although they have lost 7 of their last 8, and they have been really hit by the injury bug, Trey White.
Yeah, like you said, they got off to a nice 8-4 start, and since then have struggled, you know, like you said, 7 of the last 8. But, yeah, battling a lot of injuries. You know, Tyler Klum did so much for these guys, and he's been around for, it seems like, a long time. You know, the other one, Keaton Lehman, at the guard position, I believe, is out, and I believe there's a couple others as well. So, you know, that's not a good recipe for success when you're playing the Perry Commodores and handling that identity that is their defensive pressure. And they're going to have to do a great job of controlling tempo, taking care of the basketball. They can't afford to have any liable turnovers and let Perry get up and down the floor.
Yeah, and you're right. Perry wants to get up and down the floor, and I think you're right. And a key to the game is not allowing them to get those free buckets that they want to get, you know, within 5 feet of the bucket with layups and things like that in transition.
Yeah, they're going to have to take care of it and, you know, make this a half-court game, I would think. You know, one thing that Allen East does have going for them is the size inside. You know, you got Garrett Newland in there at 6'3", Gabe Cribley, 6'3". Keaton Miller is listed at 6'3", but I believe I see him in a walking boot as well.
Yeah.
But Newland can be a factor, I think, for Allen East against Perry. You know, looking at them, he leads them in points per game, rebounds a game, assists per game, steals per game, blocks, and field goal attempts on the year. So we'll see if Allen East can try to take advantage of that, control the tempo, and work that ball inside.
Yeah, and really, you mentioned that size. Perry has 6'4", Jeffrey Simpson, and that's it. Everybody else on their roster is 6'2". Yeah. Or under. So you're right that Allen East has a little bit of a size advantage against the Perry Commodores. And we're going to take one more Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout, and when we return, we will have first half action and starting lineups for you here as we get you ready between the 16-3 Perry Commodores taking the cross-county trip to the Allen East Mustangs. Allen East 9-11 and 2-6 in the Northwest Conference. The Mustangs under the first-year head coach Gabe Young at their 9-11 record. And 6-2 at home here are the Allen East Mustangs. So they have defended this gym very well here during the 2020-2021 season. Again, Don Jenkins, your timeout, starting lineups, and first half play-by-play when we return here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. High school basketball on 93.1 The Fan, presented by the Union Bank Company. They're a proud sponsor for area high school sports. Since 1904, they've been proud to call themselves your community bank. Find them at theubank.com. Time now for starting lineups for tonight's non-conference matchup between the visiting Perry Commodores and the homestanding Allen East Mustangs. First, for the Perry Commodores, Terry Riley is a 5'11 junior guard. He's in the starting lineup tonight. He'll wear number 1 for the Perry Commodores. Will Knight is in the starting lineup, too. He's a 6-foot junior guard. He wears number 2. Jeffrey Simpson, a size for the Perry Commodores, a 6-foot-4 senior. He wears number 3. Ryan Yingst is a 6-foot-2 junior. He wears number 5 for the Perry Commodores. And rounding out the starting 5 for the Perry Commodores is Joey Hurston. He is a 6-foot junior, and he is making the start tonight for the red and white. So the starting lineups for Perry: Riley, Knight, Simpson, Yingst, and Hurston. And for the Allen East Mustangs, coming in under head coach Gabe Young, they're 9-11 on the season. Their starting lineup tonight looks like this. Jacob Hershberger is a 5'9 sophomore guard. He wears number 1. Braden Crumrine is a 5'7 senior guard. He wears number 2. Garrett Newland in the starting lineup for the Mustangs. He's a 6'3 junior forward. He wears number 10. And also in the starting lineup, Gabe Cribley, a 6'3 senior forward. He wears number 21. And wearing number 35, getting his start this evening, is Carson Klum. He is a freshman in the lineup for Gabe Young's squad. And there was some talk of whether he would be able to play tonight, right. And he's going to end up being in the starting lineup as a freshman for the Mustangs.
Yeah, you got to like to see him out there as a freshman. You know, tough Tough assignment tonight against Perry. That's going to come after you a little bit, but good to see another Clum out there for Allen East. You know, Tyler can't suit up tonight with that knee injury again, but it's going to be fun to see Carson out there.
Yeah, and talk about a learning experience as a freshman, as a ball handler, going to come in and work against a defense, one of the best defenses in the area that is going to pressure you and try to get you up and down the floor. It's going to be a learning experience tonight for Carson Clum.
Yeah, he won't be a freshman after this one. You know, but he'll be fine out there. You know, he's going to be a big-time player here, and I'm sure he's excited. You know, he's been a gym rat, you know, since he's been young, so he knows what Perry's about, and I'm sure he'll be ready.
Yeah, Allen East comes into tonight. They average 58.7 points offensively and average 58.3 defensively, so they have played some tight, tight ball games here throughout the season.
Yeah, and, you know, giving up 58, they're going to have to be locked in defensively here. They're going to have to get back, limit any easy buckets for Perry. You know, that's really what sparks them and gets them going. So that's got to be another key for the Mustangs tonight.
So the starting lineup for the Mustangs, Hershberger, Crumrine, Newland, Cribbley, and Carson Clum in the starting lineup for the first time here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. I'm Garrett Seawright, joined alongside with Dre White as we get you ready for first half action here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. More high school basketball tomorrow. Shawnee Indians will travel to Lima Senior to take on the Spartans. Pregame coverage for that one will be around 7 o'clock tomorrow, as well as we get set to tip here between the Mustangs and the Perry Commodores. Garrett Newland in the tip-off circle for the Mustangs, and Jeffrey Simpson in the circle for Perry as we get underway here. And the tip-off is won by the Perry Commodores, and they'll be moving from left to right, right to left across your radio dial as Joey Hurston has the basketball in the backcourt. Gets to Will Knight here in the near corner to Terry Riley at the top of the key. Allen East going to zone defense against the Perry Commodores. Perry with the basketball here in the near corner. Gets it to Jeffrey Simpson on the baseline to Will Knight. Bounce pass into Ryan Yinks at the left block. He lays it off glass, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Will Knight of Perry. And a ball will be reversed back out around a perimeter. Commodores have it in the far corner. Knight bounce pass to Jeffrey Simpson. His free throw line jumper up and nothing but net. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Perry Commodores.
Yeah, Mustangs coming out in zone there, which you would expect. But, you know, Perry's seen a ton of that this year, I'm sure. So they got right into their stuff.
Mustangs with the basketball. Jacob Hershberger has it at the top of the key. Will hand off to Newland. Newland dishes to Carson Clum on the right wing. Mustangs reverse back around the perimeter. Newland has it in the far wing. Gives it to Hershberger. Back over to Braden Crumrine on the right wing. Crumrine to Carson Clum at the top of the key. Clum takes to the free throw line. Kicks to Hershberger on the left wing. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. Perry leads 2-0. Mustangs with the basketball. As Newland takes the right elbow, a handoff to Clum. And Allen East will reset. Crumrine has it at the left elbow. Back out to Carson Clum. 6:35 remaining. Clum, tightly guarded, picks up his dribble. It's going to be stolen away by Hurston. Hurston on the breakaway, jump stops in the lane, puts it up, and it's a 4-0 advantage now for Perry.
Yeah, that's that live ball turnovers we were talking about in the pregame there. Allen East got to limit those as much as possible.
Hurston almost picked Clum's pocket in the backcourt, and instead it's stolen by Jeffrey Simpson. Drive baseline, tried to slam it down, is blocked by Garrett Newland. He hit the deck hard, and Newland comes over to make sure that Jeffrey Simpson's all right, and Simpson's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, Simpson turned that corner there and really attacked the basket. I didn't know he had that in him.
No.
I've coached Jeffrey a little bit. I've never seen that of him, but I like it.
Yeah, he tried to go up and throw that one down. He'll go to the free throw line for two. First free throw attempt from the 6'4" senior. Too strong off the back iron. Perry, not an exceptionally good free throw shooting team. That's the one area they do struggle in. Second free throw attempt from Jeffrey Simpson. Isaac flies it. That one off the side iron. Rebound pulled down by Gabe Cribbley of Allen East. They'll hand off to Crumrine in the backcourt. Perry picks up full court pressure as Crumrine was pushed at the midcourt stripe. Barely got to the midcourt stripe before he was picked up by two Perry defenders. And they are pressuring in the backcourt with an awful lot of intensity.
Okay? Absolutely. And I think Crumrine might have to help out Carson a little bit here. Braden's more than capable of handling it, so we'll see if that plays out.
Newland inbounds the basketball to Cribbley. Back to Newland. He'll hand off to Carson Clum at the top of the key, just inside the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass over to Hershberger on the right wing. Crumrine has the basketball on the right wing. Gets over to Clum. Clum on the left wing.
will drive to the free throw line, stops, gets back to Hirschberger in the near corner. Hand off to Newland. Newland in the short corner will put up a jumper. That one too strong. Rebound pulled down by Will Knight. Pushes the tempo as Terry Riley thought about a three. Instead, will hand off to Joey Hurston on the near wing. Gets it to Jeffrey Simpson in the far corner. He'll put up a triple try, and it goes down. Jeffrey Simpson flashes three fingers. It's a 7-0 advantage now for the Perry Commodores.
The lone senior came to play tonight.
Clum pressured in the backcourt. Gets to Crum Ryan just across the midcourt stripe. Right in front of Perry's bench. Back to Clum at the top of the key. He'll drive the lane. Throws one off glass. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Ryan. Yanks to Perry. He'll pass up ahead to Will Knight. Tried to put up a layup. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Perry. And a foul going to be called on Allen East. No, a foul going to be called on Perry. Nope, a foul going to be called on Allen East. Everybody lined up like Allen East was about to inbound the basketball.
I'm not sure the players know either. They're kind of all waiting.
A couple of substitutions for the first time for both squads. Bubby Knight checks in the basketball game, as does Brady Yingst for the Commodores, as Garrett Newland checks out.
Yep, Caden Armstrong in for the Mustangs as well.
Inbound very quickly to Terry Riley. He puts up a triple try in the near corner, gets it to go, and it's a 10-0 advantage for the Perry Commodores, and a timeout called by Gabe Young. We'll take one with him, a 60-second Don Jenkins Jewelry timeout. We'll have more first quarter action when we return on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Allen East inbounds the basketball. They trail 10-0 to the Perry Commodores. They work it around the perimeter. Triple try from the far corner by Braden Crumline is down and good. And that's the first points of the night for the Allen East Mustangs. It's 10-3 now with 4:40 to play here in the first quarter. Perry back in transition. Brady Yinks hits a free throw line jumper to make it 12-3. 9-point advantage now for the Commodores.
Yeah, good sign there for Allen East to get Crumrine one. He can really be a spark plug, and he's a streaky shooter. Once he gets one, he can really get hot.
Caden Armstrong comes back in transition for the Mustangs. He knocks down a triple try to have the lead to 12-6. Jeffrey Simpson gets the ball in transition. He lays it off glass, gets it to go on the baseline. 14-6 now. Perry, as we have gone a rapid pace here between these two non-conference foes. Carson Clum has it in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Hands off to Crumrine. Crumrine at the midcourt stripe, being tightly guarded by Bubby Knight. Cross-court pass back to Carson Clum on the left wing. He'll pull it back out as we go under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Hirschberger will drive baseline from the far corner, lays it high off the glass. That would have dropped in. Cuts the lead to 6. It's 14-8 Perry.
That's a very good finish there. Great effort, absorbed the contact through traffic, and was able to get that one to go.
Perry coming back in transition. Ball poked out of bounds by Allen East. Commodores will keep the basketball while inbound in the front court here. Along the near sideline is Jeffrey Simpson will check out. Joey Hurston back in the ballgame. Will Knight will trigger it in for the Commodores. 3:43 to go here in the first quarter. 14-8 our score. Perry with the lead and the basketball. It's Bubby Knight. His pass into Terry Riley near stolen away, and it is stolen away by Allen East. Carson Clum has it. Pass up ahead to Hirschberger just in front of Perry's bench on the far sideline. Back to Carson Clum between the circles. He'll pull it back out. Back to Caden Armstrong in the near corner. Armstrong to the top of the key to Braden Crumrine. Crumrine looking for somebody, anybody, as he's tightly pressured. Gets to Carson Clum in front of Perry's bench on the far sideline. 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. 14-8 Perry leads over Allen East. Mustangs with the basketball. Clum bounce pass to Braden Crumrine between the circles at the top of the key. He'll finally put the ball on deck, brings it to the right wing. He'll drive baseline, pulls up his dribble back to Hirschberger at the right wing. He'll hand off to Crumrine. Crumrine bounce pass down low to Cribbly. Cribbly turns the corner. Kicks to Armstrong on the left wing for three. Another three for Caden Armstrong.
Yeah, he's been big off the bench. He's 2 for 2. Got a quick six after that timeout. He's been huge.
Terry Riley's first bucket is no good. Gets his own rebound. It's going to be missed. Rebound pulled down by Perry. Bubby Knight's triple try off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jacob Hirschberger of Allen East. Mustangs come back in transition. Cribbly in the corner gets it to Crumrine. He'll put up a triple try. Bang!
Yeah.
14 all our score as a couple of triple tries from Allen East has brought them right back in this ballgame.
Yeah, shooting the basketball can cover a lot of things right now. Allen East is 4 for 4 from three, and they're right back in it to tie a ballgame.
Perry with the basketball. Joey Hurston has it in the far corner. Back to Bubby Knight at the top of the key. He'll pull it back out. 14-all-our score with 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Terry Riley drives baseline and a block going to be called on Allen East. That's going to be the first foul of the evening on Jacob Hirschberger. Second foul against Allen East. 14-14 our score here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Just under 2 minutes remaining on the Stallion Insurance scoreboard. Bubby Knight will inbound underneath his own bucket for the Perry Commodores. Gets it into Joey Hurston to Jeffrey Simpson on the right wing. Back to Knight here in the near quarter. Hurston has it tightly guarded out to the midcourt stripe. Bubby Knight has it double teamed in the corner. He'll dribble out of it. The top of the key to Jeffrey Simpson on the right wing. Bounce pass to the free throw line to Terry Riley. He hands it off to Will Knight, who lays it off glass. An easy bucket for Will Knight. Gives Perry the 16-14 advantage.
Yeah, Perry does a great job. You know, they're patient against that zone. They move that thing side to side, and they wait for an easy, and they got it there.
Carson Klum being tightly guarded by Bubby Knight. Handling that pressure well, and a foul going to be called on Bubby Knight. Carson Klum hanging in there as a freshman as Bubby Knight was over him.
Yeah, he's doing a good job so far. You know, that's one I don't think you're going to hear much from Coach Taylor. That's how his guys play. Just a little over-aggressive there, but I think he's okay with that one.
Cribbly with the basketball in the lane. Kicks out to Klum. Thought about a three. Instead, will put it on the deck. Trying to get it back down low to Cribbly. It's going to be stolen away by Terry Riley. Riley back in transition. One on three. He lays it off glass. Doesn't matter. Gets it to go. Terry Riley was outmanned. Doesn't matter. He lays it off glass. It's 18-14 as we approach a minute to play here in the first stanza.
Yeah, I mean, Terry usually look at it as a defensive stopper, and he's averaging 3.2 steals a game, and he's already five and contributed offensively tonight.
Under a minute to play on the Stallion Insurance scoreboard. Perry leads 18-14 out east with the basketball. Caden Armstrong has it between the rings. Being very patient with the basketball. Gets to Crumrine at the top of the key. Allen East, very stationary on offense. Crumrine brings to the right wing. Will hand off to Carson Klum. Klum will pull it back out, nearly bounce it off his own shin in a turnover. Instead, will hand off to Armstrong. Klum will drive baseline in the far corner. Dribbles it out of bounds, and they're going to say it stays with Allen East.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Allen East tries to get the last shot here. Like I said, they want to slow this thing down, yeah. Make a half-court affair as much as possible.
27.8 remaining in the first quarter. Hershberger inbounds to Crumrine. Crumrine tightly guarded on the left wing. Gets the free throw line on the drive. He lays it high off glass, goes off the back iron, drops in, cutting that lead to two. 18-16 our score. Perry with the lead in the basketball with 15 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Bubby Knight has it at the midcourt stripe. Hands off to Terry Riley on the right in front of the scorer's table. Gets down low to Brady Yinks. He lays it off glass, can't get it to go, but a foul going to be called on the Mustangs. Believe Yinks is going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, not sure what happened there with the Mustangs defense. A little break down there, left Yinks wide open underneath.
18-16, Perry with the lead, looking to extend that lead. Brady Yinks, the 6-foot junior, at the free throw line. First free throw attempt. Eisen flies that one, and that one too strong, hits off the back iron and rims out. 18-16, 3.5 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Second free throw attempt from Yinks. Spins the ball in his hand, puts that one in the air. That one too strong as well. Great effort play by Will Knight. Back to Yinks with two. Will Knight will throw it up for three. He gets it to go. Terry Riley, excuse me, with a triple try from the top of the key. Gives Perry a 5-point advantage as he's got 8 points in the first stanza. Perry leads 21-16 back in 60 seconds for the second quarter. After the John Jenkins Jewelers timeout on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Allen East will start the second quarter with the basketball. Caden Armstrong has it. He'll bring it across the timeline. Armstrong kicks to Crumrine in the near corner. He'll put up a triple try off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Terry Riley. Long pass up ahead to Bubby Knight. He'll lay it off glass. Drops that one in, making 23-16 Perry. Mustangs with the basketball in the backcourt, being tightly guarded. Full court pressure by Perry. Braden Crumrine will hand off to Carson Klum just inside the midcourt stripe. 7:30 to play on the Stallion Insurance scoreboard here in the first half. Klum trying to lay one off glass, went in the air before he knew what he was going to do with it. He's fouled, and I think Carson Klum's going to go to the line for two.
Got love. He's not afraid. No, Perry's guards are really, really good, and they're really, really good defensively. He went right at him there and went right at the size inside. I believe that was Simpson there. He kind of attacked, so earned his way to the free throw line.
Second foul of the evening on Terry Riley. Carson Klum at the free throw line, a freshman. Eyes and flies that first one. Gets that one to go. Nothing but net. Cutting the lead to 23-17. Caden Jones checking the ball game. 5'7 junior guard. Will Knight will check in for Terry Riley. Riley with two early fouls. Second free throw attempt by Carson Klum. Eisen flies this one. That one rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Jeffrey Simpson of Perry. They'll come back from right to left across your radio dial. Freddie Inks will drive baseline quickly in transition. And that one drops in for the junior. 25-17 our score now. Perry leads.
Yeah, Allen, he's got to do a better job stopping that basketball. That's a tough one to give up after a free throw. Everyone's set and they beat him right down the basket.
Carson Klum drives the lane. He's going to be blocked by Jeffrey Simpson. Jeffrey Simpson one-on-two. He lays it off glass. Gets that one to go. Lands in the bleachers here behind the basket. Doesn't matter. He gets back on defense. 10-point advantage now for Perry, 27-17. Just under 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Perry with the advantage, 27-17. Cribbly with the basketball. Nice passing by the Mustangs. As not sure how foul called on against Braden Crumrine there, but Allen's still with the basketball. They get it in the far corner to Carson Klum. He drives baseline. Nice pass to Gabe Cribbly. He lays it off glass and in. What a wonderful pass by freshman to get to great Gabe Cribbly. And then Klum back again on defense. Tips it out of bounds. And a nice little series there by the freshman.
He's grown up quickly. That was a heck of a pass there. And then sprinted back on defense and broke that play up. Grown right up.
Ryan Yinkst will inbound the basketball for the Perry Commodores to Bubby Knight at the top of the key. They lead 27-19, and they have the basketball. Will Knight has it in the near corner, up to Bubby Knight at the top of the key. To Brady Yinkst, back to Will Knight in the far corner. Hands it off to Aiden Simpson. He can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Brady Yinkst. He puts it back up and in. Brady Yinkst has 6 points now. 29-19, the advantage back out to 10 again for the Commodores. Garrett Newland brings the ball across the timeline. Gets to Carson Klum on the left wing. Bounce pass down low to Cribbly once again on the left block. Back out to Klum. Ball tipped off his fingers. He takes it back out to the midcourt stripe. Caden Jones with the basketball now. Will dribble right at the center circle. 5:45 to play in her second quarter. Over to Crumrine in the near corner. Crumrine bounce pass down low to Gabe Cribbly. He turns around, double teamed immediately. And his pass to Caden Jones is going to go past the 5'7 senior out of bounds, and that's a turnover forced by the Perry Commodores.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about early on. Allen needs up to 5 turnovers already. Just can't afford it. Perry's too good.
Ryan Yinkst triggers it into Joey Hurston in the backcourt. Hurston will walk the ball across the midcourt stripe. 5:30 remaining. Ball nearly stolen away by Carson Klum. Instead gets it to Ryan Yinkst at the left elbow. His pass stolen away, actually, but a foul going to be committed by the Mustangs before that pass. So Perry will inbound underneath their own bucket. Joey Hurston will trigger it in. Hurston, 6'2", or 6 foot junior, excuse me, looking for somebody, anybody. Lobs it into Brady Yinkst at the top of the key. We'll hand off to Hurston. 5:20 to play in the second quarter. 29-19, Perry with the lead and a basketball. Gets it to Will Knight here on the right wing. To Aiden Simpson. Bounce pass back to Knight on the right, on the near wing. Bounce pass to Simpson. He'll put up a free throw line jumper. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Brady Inks. Nope, it's going to be stolen away by Cribbly at the last moment. He passes up ahead to Crumrine. Mustangs have a man advantage. And Crumrine throws one high wild off the glass. Doesn't drop, but a foul going to be called on a Perry Commodores.
Yeah, Crumrine doesn't spend too much of his time inside that three-point line. He can really shoot. I believe he leads them. I'm sure he does in 3 points made this year. But one inside there, right at Perry and going to the free throw line.
Braden Crumrine, a 5'7 senior guard. Eisen flies the first free throw attempt. That one is up and good. Cutting the lead to 9. Perry leads 29-20. Jeffrey Simpson checks back in the ballgame for Ryan Yinkst. For Perry. Crumrine's second free throw attempt. Eisen flies that one. And that one drops in as well. 7-point advantage now for the Commodores. 8-point advantage, 29-21. Ball poked out of bounds.
Carson Klum everywhere out there.
Yeah, he's playing hard. Perry will inbound right in front of Allen East's bench on the far sideline. Triggered into Joey Hurston. Hurston between the rings. Over to Will Knight. Gets to Aiden Simpson. Simpson at the free throw line will kick back to Hurston. Thought about a three. Instead drives the left elbow. He'll put up a mid-range jumper. That misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And that will go with Allen East now. They'll go the length of the floor. A couple of more substitutions now as Bubby Knight checks back in. For Perry. Cribbly looking for somebody to inbound a basketball to. Gets it to Carson Klum in the backcourt, far corner. Klum double teamed. Will lob it up ahead to Caden Armstrong on the right wing. Back to Klum between the circles. Klum hands off to Braden Crumrine in front of Perry's bench on the far sideline. His pass disrupted. Stolen away by Will Knight. Will Knight, one on two, doesn't matter. He goes to the hole, drops it down. A 10-point advantage again for Perry, 31-21.
Yeah, another transition bucket for the Commodores there. And, again, another light ball turnover, and Perry is really, really good. They're going to convert each and every single one of those.
Carson Klum pass to Caden Armstrong on the far corner. He drops that one in. Another three-pointer. Pass up ahead back to Perry in transition. 31-24 our score. Commodores with the lead and the basketball. As Bubby Knight has it, he'll drive the lane. Tier drops that one, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. 33-24. That's what this game has been in transition. It has been a well-played game, but when it's been slowed down, neither team has handled that well. Carson Klum drives, kicks to Garrett Newland in the right elbow. Newland hits that mid-range jumper. 33-26 our score with 3:35 to play in the second quarter on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard.
That's a good sign for Allen East. Newland getting the bucket. He is their leading scorer, and I believe that's his first point of the evening.
Will Knight drives baseline, lays it off glass, gets to go. He drops it in, makes it 35-26. Perry calls a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Don Jenkins, Jewer timeout here on Lima Sports Radio. 91 The Fan. 35-26 the score. Perry leads the Allen East Mustangs. Mustangs have the basketball. 3:25 to play on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard here in the second quarter. Mustangs inbound to Carson Klum. He'll walk the ball across the timeline. Now skip pass over to Braden Crumrine on the left wing. Crumrine at the top of the key. We'll put up a triple try. That one off the front iron. Rebound pulled down by Jeffrey Simpson. Long pass up ahead to Bubby Knight here along the near sideline. Knight dribbles behind the back. Lays it off glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Will Knight. He's fouled before he can put it back up, and he'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, if there's been one thing that Perry hasn't been great at tonight, it's been the free throws. 0-4 thus far, so you think these two to go.
Will Knight at the free throw line. Knight, a six-foot junior. Eyes and flies that first one. That one drops in after hitting off the front iron. Bounce back up. Drop down. 10-point advantage again for Perry, 36-26. 3:06 to play here in the second quarter on the Stoutley Insurance scoreboard. Second free throw attempt from Will Knight. Nothing but net on that one. Extends the lead out to 11. The biggest advantage of the night for the Commodores.
Yeah, Commodores came out of that last timeout. A little zone action. A little 1-3-1 it looks like from them.
Garrett Newland with basketball. Gets to Caden Armstrong on the right wing. Back to Newland. Newland at the free throw line. Drives to Carson Klum. His pass going to be stolen away by Perry. Bubby Knight will bring it back in transition. Knight on the left glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound followed up by Ryan Yingst. And he laid... A whistle was called. I think all the players thought that was a shoe squeak rather than a whistle, so they kept playing. And instead, Bubby Knight going to go to the free throw line for two. 37-26. Largest advantage of the night for the Commodores. Bubby Knight.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how we're shooting two here. That basket went through. Thought that was and one, but shows how much I know.
I don't know.
Not
what
sure.
Happened.
Not sure how.
I know Bubby Knight just made that free throw to make it 38-26 to score. 3 points now on the night for Bubby Knight. 2:45 to play on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard here in the first half. Second free throw attempt from the 5'9" junior is up. That one too strong off the back iron. Ball brought into the near corner. Cribbley saves it. He tried to save it anyway. It goes out of bounds. And Perry will take over. Waited for a signal from the officials. There was no way it was anybody but Perry's ball. As Knight inbounds to Will Knight, trying to get the dunk on the inbound. Going to be stolen away by Caden Jones of Allen East. Brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Carson Klum on the far sideline. Klum lobs it to no one. Caden Armstrong tried to save it, couldn't. That's another turnover on Mustangs. 12-point advantage for Perry, 38-26 the score, 2:27 to play in the second quarter. Bubby Knight will walk the ball across the midcourt stripe for the Perry Commodores. Pass to Joey Hurston here along the near wing. Bounce pass to Bubby Knight. Over to Will Knight, back to Hurston. And on the far sideline, right in front of Allen's bench. Lob by Perry. What a jam by Jeffrey Simpson. An alley-oop, and he hammered it home.
Wow.
14-point advantage now for the Commodores.
Mr. Simpson's been impressive. He tried to get that one early on, and that one was a no-doubter.
He was well above the rim. Hammered it home. 40-26 to score with 2:01 to play here in the second quarter. What a dunk by Jeffrey Simpson. My goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he's a senior. I remember he was a freshman. Still about as skinny as he is now. He's grown definitely, and it's great to see him get that dunk there.
Timeout called by Allen East. A 30-second Don Jenkins short timeout. We'll take one with him. High school basketball here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. 40-26 the score, 2:01 remaining here in the second quarter. Perry with their largest advantage of the night. Allen East will inbound the basketball, and Klum will trigger it in. The freshman has played a very nice ball game, even though he's just got 1 point on the scoreboard. Klum inbounds to Caden Armstrong. Armstrong to Caden Jones at the top of the key. He'll hand off to Braden Crumrine on the left wing. Crumrine looking for somebody as he's tightly guarded by Bubby Knight. Ball going to be pulled away by Bubby Knight. He'll have an easy layup. Knight lays that one in. Advantage back out to 16 for the first time. 42-26. Perry starting to pull away. Jones with the basketball along the far sideline. Gets to the left wing. Bounce pass to Cribley. It's going to be stolen away by Perry. But a kicked ball violation is going to be the call, I believe.
Yeah, Mustangs, again, slow things down a little bit. Play under control. Come neat passes, all the little things against his defensive intensity from the Commodores.
42-26, Allen East inbounds underneath their own bucket, trying to get it to Cribley, do get it to him on the far block. His turnaround, eye off the glass, gets it to go, and the foul. Gabe Cribley going to go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 4 points now, cutting the lead to 42-28.
Yeah, nice move by Gabe there. I think, Mustang's got to try to get some more of those actions inside. The slight little invadems there.
Complete a 6'3" senior forward. Isaac flies that free throw attempt, and he does complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 42-29 to score. Perry with the lead and the basketball. Free throw line jumper from Bubby Knight. Lays it off glass. Gets it to go. Taking it back out to a 15-point advantage. 44-29. 1:20 to play on the Stallion Shirt scoreboard here first half.
Perry's so good after free throws. They blow that thing right back at you, and it doesn't take them long to get 2 points of their own.
Carson Klum ball stolen away by Jeffrey Simpson of Bubby Knight. He lays it off glass quickly in transition. Lead out to 17 now, 46-29 for Perry. Ball nearly stolen away in the backcourt. Carson Klum has it for the Mustangs as we go under a minute to play. Being guarded, the smallest player on the floor being guarded by the tallest player on the floor. Klum brings it across the timeline as he was guarded by Jeffrey Simpson. He'll hand off to Caden Armstrong, and Armstrong will put the ball underneath his armpit for a moment. 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Caden Jones has it now for the Mustangs on the right wing. Thought about driving, instead picked up his dribble, and he'll hand off to Carson Klum. 35 seconds to play in the first half. 46-29 to score. Mustangs with the basketball. They trail by 17. Carson Klum to Braden Crumrine at the top of the key. Crumrine to Caden Armstrong. Armstrong to Crumrine with 19 seconds to play in the first half. Back to Armstrong between the rings. He'll lob to Cribley. Ball stolen away by Bubby Knight. Long bounce pass up ahead to Brady Yeast. He spins in the lane, lays it off glass, and gets it to go. What an impressive play by the Perry Commodores. 48-29 to score with under 5 seconds to play here in the first half. Lob it up to Caden Jones. He'll put up a wild three-point shot. Almost dropped it in, but he's going to go to the free throw line for three, I believe. Nope, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds, but it was at the end of the first half, so he never got the shot off. 48-29 to lead for the Perry Commodores as we have the Wash and Plumbing Heating and Air Halftime Report when we return here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan.
It's halftime. Time to recap the first half of play with a Washam Heating and Air Halftime Report. Remember this number for all of your plumbing, heating, and AC needs. 419-339-0729.
Back inside the Premier Bank press box here at Allen East High School. Premier Bank investing in your neighborhood one transaction at a time. After all, we're better together. The Perry Commodores lead the Allen East Mustangs 48-29 here at the halftime break. And Dre, we knew the first half was going to be probably difficult for Allen East when they shot the lights out in the first half and still trailed, or in first quarter, excuse me, and still trailed by five.
Yeah, and you're spot on. That's the first note I had. If you look at Allen East's numbers, they're actually shooting it really well. They're 5-7 from 2 and 5-7 for 3, 10-14 overall. So when they are getting looks and not turning it over, they're pretty efficient offensively. But, you know, the difference, like we talked about early on, and Perry's lived up to that identity, is the turnovers. Perry's done a nice job of forcing those. Allen East has 12 turnovers in the first half. And then they've also given up, you know, way too many offensive rebounds. Perry's got 7 offensive rebounds as well.
Yeah, I think at least Allen East has done a really good job of getting the ball to Garrett Newland and Gabe Cribley, the two biggest guys on the floor, basically, and done a good job of getting them the basketball. They've reversed it well to get open three-pointers. But if they can't get the ball across the midcourt stripe, that's been the biggest challenge for them here in the first half.
Absolutely. You could. There's no secret what their game plan was, which is getting inside. But it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, when the guards can't get it there, and you know, and that's just kudos to Perry and how they play. It's not easy. You know, offensively, like we said, played well. Armstrong was a huge lift off the bench. He came in, made some threes. Crumrine did what he does and made a couple threes. But again, Perry's just, you know, really good. You know, Alanis hasn't played terrible, but Perry's still sitting pretty comfortable.
And you know what? Carson Klum has 1 point on the scoreboard here in the first half. But I was really impressed with the way the freshman handled the basketball, the way he played defense there in the first half. He did a really good job there for a freshman against a really good Perry team.
I would agree with you. I think he's done a nice job. I think the biggest thing is he hasn't been intimidated and he hasn't backed down. And, you know, for anyone, even if you're a senior, when you see Perry walk in and knowing what they're going to bring to the table, that's not easy to do. But for a freshman, that speaks to him. And, again, I think that speaks to the player that he's going to be.
If you're Allen East head coach Gabe Young, what do you tell your squad here as we hit the halftime break?
Yeah, you got to stick with it. You got to, again, try to slow that thing down as much as possible. You know, again, try to limit those turnovers. You know, it's easy for us to sit here and say, I've been on the other side of it. It's not easy against Perry. But, you know, again, that's what Perry's doing. They have a ton of transition points, and they're shooting it really, really well. And that's because a lot of those are, again, right at the front of the rim.
This is the Wash and Plumbing Heating and Air Halftime Report. Remember this number for all of your plumbing, heating, and AC needs, 339-0729. And if you are Perry head coach Matt Tabler, I think you've got to be impressed with the way you played here in the first half. But what is the message to his squad here at the break?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. You know, knowing Coach Tabler a little bit, I'm sure he wasn't happy with that 16 points that they gave up in the first quarter to the Mustangs when they're only giving up right around, you know, a little over 40, 42-ish a game. But again, it's going to be more of the same from them in the second half. I'm still impressed with Jeff Simpson. He's you know, the lone senior for this group. He leads them in scoring, and that alley-oop dunk was awesome on his part. So happy for him.
Yeah, 11 first half points for Jeffrey Simpson to lead all scorers here at the halftime break. As the Perry Commodores lead 48-29 here at the halftime break. When we return after this Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout, we'll have second half action for you. This has been the Wash and Plumbing Heating and Air Halftime Report. Remember this number for all of your plumbing, heating, and AC needs, 339-0729. Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. Second half action when we return here on Lyman Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Back inside the Premier Bank press box here as we're set to begin the third quarter. Perry has a 48-29 lead against the Allen East Mustangs as we begin the second half, as Perry was coming to the wrong basket to start the third quarter. And the ref here along the near sideline, hey, guys, sir, you're going the wrong way here, boys. So we've got to flip it around.
Mustangs were going to say a thing. They'll take 2 points.
Yeah, they were content to let Perry play at that hoop for as long as they'd like. Commodores in their red visiting uniforms with navy blue numerals and red and or white and blue trim start the second half. They'll be moving from left to right across your radio dial. Will Knight has the ball in the near corner. Gets to Ryan Yingst in the lane. Lefty has rim around and pops back out. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Newland of Allen East. Newland will hand off to Carson Klum in the backcourt. Klum will bring the ball across the timeline.
See if the Mustangs try to get Newland going here.
Braden Crumrine has it at the top of the key. Gets it to Jacob Hershberger. Hershberger now between the rings. Nearly traveled with it. Instead, takes it to the right wing, or far wing. Gets it to Newland. Back to Hershberger. His cross-court pass going to be stolen away as he was looking for Newland. As Terry Riley lays it off glass. Can't get it to go. Ball nearly poked back up and in by the Perry Commodores. Instead, a rebound going to be pulled down by Braden Crumrine. Carson Klum brings the ball across the chair, or excuse me, the midcourt stripe. Carson Klum has it tightly guarded by Bubby Knight. Brings it to the near sideline. Now he's double-teamed. Ball stolen away by Jeffrey Simpson. His lob pass up ahead, stolen away by Garrett Newland. Now ball going to be stolen in the backcourt. Ryan Yingst will lay it off glass. An easy bucket makes it 50-29, 21-point advantage now for the Perry Commodores. Carson Klum has it in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. as ball stolen away by Jeffrey Simpson. He'll pass up ahead to Bubby Knight. Bubby Knight will go up and under. Nice left-handed layup there by Bubby Knight. It's 52-29 now the score. The Commodores extending that advantage.
Yep, defensive pressure. It ain't going to go anywhere from the Commodores. That's the only thing that they know.
Carson Klum has it across the timeline. Paul nearly stolen away. Klum gets it back on the rebound. Cross-court pass to Hershberger. To Crumrine at the top of the key. His triple try off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Yinks to Perry. Commodores will go in transition. Long left-handed pass by Bubby Knight goes through the hands of Terry Riley and out of bounds, and that's a turnover by the Commodores.
Yeah, only their third on the night. And I can see Coach Tabor over there. He's still not satisfied with that.
Even though it's the third one of the night, he's still not happy about it. 5:59 to play here on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard in the third quarter. 52-29 to score. Perry leads the Alanis Mustangs. Carson Klum has it. Double teamed as he gets across the midcourt stripe. His pass nearly stolen away by Jeffrey Simpson. It goes out of bounds and will stay here with the Mustangs. Jeffrey Simpson, a 6'4" senior, all over the floor defensively. Very long athlete.
Yeah, he's had a great night offensively and defensively. And those, 6'4" and them arms take up a lot more room than that.
He's probably got a 6'7", 6'8" wingspan there. His arms going almost all the way down to his knees. Crumrine with a basketball here on the near wing to Newland. He'll put up a triple try, and that one drops in. Three-pointer for Garrett Newland. He's got 5 points on the night now. Lead back down to 20, 52-32. Three-pointer from Bubby Knight off the side iron. Rebound pulled down by Terry Riley. He poked it up too high. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover, and Allen East will go the length of the floor. 52-32 the score. Mustangs trail. They've got the basketball in the backcourt. Carson Klum tightly guarded. Perry still full court pressure. It's Bubby Knight. Guarded Klum in the backcourt. Klum brings it across the timeline at the scorer's table on the far sideline. Bounce pass to Crumrine. And a ball going to be passed away. Goes through the hands of the outstretched Carson Klum. It goes out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover on the Mustangs. .502 to play here in the third quarter. 52-32 the score on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Perry with the basketball, moving from left to right. Joey Hurston with the basketball between the rings. Over to Terry Riley. Bounce pass to Will Knight. His right elbow jumper is good. 22-point advantage again for the Commodores. 54-32. Carson Klum brings the ball across the timeline again for the Mustangs. Bounce pass to Crumrine on the far wing. Crumrine to Cribbley. Cribbley back to Klum. Klum to Hershberger. Hershberger thought about a three at the top of the key. Instead, gets it over to Cribbley on the far wing. Cribbley will drive to the right block. Pass to Klum. Klum back out to Newland. He'll put up another three-pointer. That one drops in for Garrett Newland. He's got 8 points and early six here in the second half.
Yeah, good to see him going. Like I said, leading scorer coming in. He was a little quiet there in the first half, but getting going here.
Terry Riley drives baseline, slings the ball to the far corner to Will Knight. He drives back to the left block, lays it off glass, gets it to go. Ball stolen in the backcourt by Perry, and they turn it over themselves, trying to save it on the inbounds. Newland has it on the left wing. Try to get it to Cribbley. It goes off of Cribbley's hands and out of bounds. And that's another turnover on the Mustangs. 56-35 the score. Perry with a 21-point advantage. 3:50 to play in the third quarter here on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Hurston brings the ball across the timeline. Passes over to Terry Riley on the left wing. Riley to Brady Yinks. He'll hand off to Joey Hurston. Hurston between the rings, drives to the right elbow, bounce past the Yinks, thought about the triple try from the near corner. Instead, turnaround jumper at the right block, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Newland. He'll hand off to Carson Klum with 3:30 to play in the third quarter. 56-35 to score. Out East with the basketball. Gets to Hershberger here on the near wing. Hershberger, ball stolen away by Perry in the backcourt as Brady Yinks saves it. He'll drive baseline on the far side, swatted from behind by Newland. Goes right into the hands of Will Knight. He lays it back up and in. No worries there as he drops it back in. 23-point advantage again for Perry. 58-35 the score. Don Jenkins Jeweler timeout by the Perry Commodores. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them here on Lyman Sports Radio. 93-1, the fan. 58-35 the score. 3:11 to play in the third quarter. Mustangs trail, but they've got the basketball. Get it into Carson Klum in the backcourt. 3:10 to play here on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Klum brings the ball across the timeline, tightly guarded by Bubby Knight. Gets it over to Caden Armstrong on the long of the near wing. Bounce pass to Klum in the corner. He'll dribble it back out. near the midcourt stripe. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Back to Armstrong on the near wing. Armstrong slings it to Newland at the top of the key. Newland will put the ball on the deck, goes to the right elbow, picks up his dribble. And a pass going to go through the hands of Carson Klum and out of bounds. Another turnover by the Mustangs. High school basketball, 93-1 to fan, brought to you by Stoops Freightliner of Lima for all of your heavy-duty truck service, parts, and sales needs. They've been proudly supporting our community for over 25 years. Call them at 419-228-4334. Bubby Knight bounce pass to Joey Hurston at the top of the key. His pass stolen away. Lob up to Garrett Newland ahead in the lane. Newland lays it off glass. Swat from behind by Jeffrey Simpson. Newland thought he had an easy bucket. Instead, Simpson swats it off the glass and keeps them out of the scorebook. Carson Klum makes a heck of a play, saving that ball out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds off of the Mustangs, and Perry will retain possession.
Yeah. Been really, and I've said a couple times, really impressed with Simpson. You know, probably the best I've seen him play, just a complete game, you know, hustling back after that turnover and getting that one on the glass. That's a senior play right there.
Bubby Knight takes the inbound pass for the Commodores. 2:15 to play here in the second and in the third quarter. Knight drives a lane, goes up and under. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Brady Yinks. He puts it up and in, and the foul. 60-35 the score now. Brady Yinks puts his eighth point on the scoreboard. He'll go for the old-fashioned three-point play now.
Yeah, good to see Brady contributing here on the basketball floor. If I'm not mistaken, he's a cross-country runner.
He's a very good cross-country runner.
Made the state, and I believe so. Two-sport athlete, at least with those two, and in a big way.
I was incorrect. That's his 10th point of the night. The free throw is up and good, giving him 11. Three Perry Commodores with 11 points now. They lead 61-35. Carson Klum brings the ball into the front court. Hands off to Braden Crumrine. Crumrine has it on the near wing to Newland at the top of the key. Back over to Carson Klum on the left wing. Klum finds Caden Armstrong. Back to Newland here along the near wing. To Crumrine. Thought about the three. Instead, hands off to Newland. He will put up the triple try. One's good. Nothing but net. Yes, sir. Another three-pointer by Garrett Newland. He's got three here in the third quarter. And it's 61-38. Triple try from Jeffrey Simpson at no good. Rebound nearly pulled down by Aiden Simpson. They say he went over the back, went through the back of an Allen East defender. That's going to be a foul on the Cuddlers.
Well, I believe Newland, I think he's got the last nine Allen East points by himself. I think he's made three threes.
Yeah. I believe you are right. Dre White and Garrett Seawright with you here at Allen East. Perry leads the Mustangs, 61-38. Mustangs with the basketball. Carson Klum brings it across the timeline, being tightly guarded. Takes to the right wing. Drives the lane, lays it high off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Brady Yinkst. Yinks will push the ball in transition to Bubby Knight on the left sideline. He'll jump stop in the lane, lay it high off the glass, can't get it to go, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. 114. I'm sorry, Drake.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, Commodores again. Yeah, not much is going to change. They just never run out of energy, it seems, and you got to love that style of play. It's baseline to baseline for 32 minutes always for these guys.
First free throw attempt from Bubby Knight is up and good. 62-38 our score. And Dre, as a former coach, how conditioned do you have to be to play at that pace the entire game?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Taylor does an awesome job with his guys. And, you know, I think every opponent coming in knows what Perry's going to give you, and they're still able, you know, sitting at 16-3 this year. That's just how they play. You know, those guys, they love that style of play. It's a fun way to play, and they do it really, really well.
Second free throw attempt from Bubby Knight was up and good. 63-38 our score. Under a minute to play now in the third quarter. Mustangs with the basketball. Carson Klum has it on the near wing. Klum looking for anybody. Klum to Newland between the circles. 45 to play in the quarter. His pass looking for Cribbley goes out of bounds. And Perry forced another turnover. Jeffrey Simpson will inbound for the Commodores at 45.1. on the clock here on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Bubby Knight will slowly walk the ball up across the midcourt stripe. Finally does cross it with a bounce pass to Terry Riley. Riley backdoor pass to Ryan Yinks. He lays it off, glass it in. It's a 65-38 advantage now for the Commodores.
Yeah, Allen East trying to mix it up there. Came out on a 1-3-1, it looked like, and Perry had no problem with it. Again, they see so much zone throughout the year. They're prepared for about any zone you can think of.
Caden Armstrong pass to Garrett Newland at the top of the key. Bounce pass stolen away by Perry. Bubby Knight takes the ball. He'll drive the lane. He lays it off glass. Gets it to go. Ryan Yinkst with the follow-up, drops it in. 67-38 the score now with 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Not sure Caden Armstrong recognizes it as he gets it to Carson Klum. His triple try from midcourt is no good. Missed everything. And we've played three. 67-38 the score. Perry leads out east. Don Jenkins, Jewer timeout. Fourth quarter action when we return here on Lima Sports Radio. 93-1 the fan. 67-38 the score. Perry leads Allen East here on Lima Sports Radio. 93-1 the fan. Mustangs inbound to basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Carson Klum has it. Perry going to a 3-2 zone. Allen East has it. Caden Jones. Mustangs pass around the perimeter. Carson Klum has it. He'll lob it down low. Gabe Crively goes off his hands. Rebound pulled down by Jeffrey Simpson. Long bounce pass up ahead to Bubby Knight. He lays it off, glass it in. Bubby Knight now has 15 points for the Commodores, 69-38. Nice score on the scoreboard. Lob pass over to Crumright on the left wing. Crumright with it. He'll put up a triple try. That one's good.
Can't leave him.
Yes, sir, by Braden Crumright, 69-41. Ball stolen away by the Mustangs as Perry tried to go quickly. Carson Klum will bring the ball across the timeline. Mustangs trail by 28. Just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Crumrine from the far corner. He'll put up another three. Bang! Yes, sir! 69-44 as Crumrine's got 16 now for the Mustangs.
Yeah, Mustangs haven't really been able to breathe offensively. And those two wide open looks for Crumrine. He's going to make those every time.
Commodores with the basketball. Ryan Yingst has it in the far corner. Cross-court pass to Terry Riley on the right wing. Riley thought about a three. Instead, we'll get it to Will Knight, and he'll drive baseline. Bounce pass to Ryan Yingst. He came in hot like he wanted to hammer that one home. Pulls up at the block, lays it off, glass it in. 71-44 Commodores.
He's such a strong kid. If he gets it anywhere near that basket, you know, that's put 2 points up.
Carson Klum in the near corner to Caden Jones. He'll bounce pass to Cribbley in the lane. Cribbley quadruple teamed. Still has the basketball. He's hammered, absolutely swatted, and the closest official was about to let it go, and Cribbley looked at him like, are you kidding me? We're probably 15 feet away. Yeah. Could hear that he got just absolutely smacked. Yeah. And he'll go to the line for two.
Chris Ewald came in there out of nowhere, but it was definitely the right call there, no doubt.
He said something that made Gabe Cribbley laugh there because he walked up there at the free throw line, and Cribbley gave him a little chuckle and wink. First free throw attempt from Cribbley is short, but it bounces off the front iron and drops in. 71-45 to score. Cribbley's got six now. Relatively clean second half foul-wise. Just two fouls for both squads here. So we begin the fourth quarter. Second free throw attempt from Cribbley is up and good. Cross-court pass from Allen East. Going to be stolen away by Garrett Newland. Newland hands off to Carson Klum. He'll bring it across the timeline. 6 minutes exactly remaining in tonight's ballgame. 71-46 the score. Perry with the lead. Allen East with the basketball. Caden Jones has it. The top of the key. He'll drive to left elbow, bounce pass to Crumrine. He thought about putting up a three. Instead, gets it down low to Cribbley on the near block. Back out to Jones. He'll put up a triple try to left. He gets that one to go. Nothing but net. Mustangs dropping in another three threes in the quarter. As Perry comes back in transition, Jeffrey Simpson takes the pass from Bubby Knight. He lays it off, blasts it in. Simpson's got 13, his first second half points of the night, though. 73-49 to score. Perry with the lead. Allen East hands off. Braden Crumrine has it on the far wing. Double teamed, going to be stolen away by Terry Riley. Riley lays it off glass and drops that one in. 75-49 now on the score.
Yeah, one thing Allen East has done well tonight is shot it from three. I believe they're 11 of 16 from three. And when they've been open, they've converted.
5 minutes remaining on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. 75-49 to score. 26-point advantage for the Commodores. Allen East with the basketball. Caden Jones has it. Will pass over to Carson Klum. He gets it to Cribbley. Cribbley will hand off to Garrett Newland. He'll put up a triple try. Can't go. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Yingst of Perry. Long left-handed pass too far for Bubby Knight. And that's a turnover on the Commodores.
Yeah, Commodores getting a little sloppy themselves. They got them for six turnovers now in this second half. And Coach Taylor, he's sitting there not saying much, which probably means he is not thrilled with that one.
Not now. I think Ryan Yingst knows that there's one person on that bench he should avoid. He takes a seat as Brady Yingst checks back in the ballgame. Joey Hurston is in as well as Ryan Yingst checks out. Mustangs go the length of the floor. They trail 75-49. 4:40 to play on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Carson Klum brings the ball inside the midcourt stripe. Gets it to Braden Crumrine. Hershberger here in the near corner. Hershberger looking for Crumrine. Instead, we'll get it to Newland. Down low to Cribbley in a lane. Cribbley to Crumrine in the far corner. His triple try off the front iron. Rebound pulled down by Bubby Knight of Perry. And it's a 3-on-1 for the Commodores. What a play there by Bubby Knight. Reversed the ball up under the bucket. Dropped it in. 77-49 to score. Carson Klum hands off to Braden Crumrine at the top of the key. Crumrine looking for some space. Gets to Klum here in the near corner. Klum, bounce pass to Garrett Newland. Stolen away by Terry Riley. Riley goes length of the floor. It's going to be swatted away by Newland, but a foul going to be called on the junior. And looks like Terry Riley will go to the line for two.
Yep, that's exactly what Terry does. He's a pest defensively. Like I said, leads them in steals. Coming in, let's see, 3.2 steals a game. That is a lot. He's proved it tonight.
Terry Riley's first free throw attempt is up. That one rims in and out, keeping the score 77-49. 3:54 to play here on the Sally Insurance scoreboard. High school basketball, 93-1 a fan, brought to you by Topmark Federal Credit Union. They know how important it is to make the switch to a financial partner that will help you tackle any challenge. To become a member, simply live, work, attend school, or worship in Auglaize or Allen counties. Visit any branch or go to topmarkfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, equal housing lender. Second free throw attempt from Riley is up and good. 78-49 to score. Allen East now with the basketball. 3:45 to play on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. Braden Crumrine stepped out of bounds with the basketball. That's another turnover by the Mustangs. 78-49 to score.
Jeff Simpson's coming out. I imagine his night is done, and he had a great one. Very, very solid from him tonight.
13 points, had the alley-oop dunk there in the second quarter. Played well defensively as well. And I think you're right, one of the best performances of the season for Jeffrey Simpson. Joey Hurston with the basketball now for the Commodores with 3:35 to play. Cross-court pass to someone that's not on our roster. I believe that's Ethan Jarnell. Joey Hurston puts up a triple try. Off the back iron, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Terry Riley. His jump shot missed. Brady Yinks pulls down a rebound. It's pushed to the ground by one of his own players. As he finally saves it, Joey Hurston dishes it down low. Going to get a jump ball. On the left block is Cribbley. And I believe Ethan Jarnell. Ethan Jarrell. A junior. In the lineup. Jump ball stays with Perry. As they inbound to Brady Yinkst. Yinkst kicks to Terry Riley at the top of the key. He'll drive to left elbow, put up a jump shot. That one rims, hits every bit of the rim and drops in. 80-49 to score now for the Commodores. 3 minutes remaining on the Stanley Insurance scoreboard. 80-49 to score. Perry leads Allen East. Bounce pass to Cribbley at the top of the key. Hands off to Carson Klum. Klum swings it over to Jacob Hershberger. He'll swing it back over to Gabe Cribbley on the far wing. Hershberger hits Crumrine at the top of the key. About putting it in the air. Instead, gets to Hershberger on the near wing. Hershberger looking for somebody. Gets to Carson Klum between the rings. Klum will drive. Hand back off to Crumrine. Crumrine will drive. He'll lay it off the front iron. Can't get it to go. Cribbley nearly pulled down. Rebound. And a foul going to be called on Aiden Simpson of Perry. 2:31 to play here in the fourth quarter. Final score all needs to be decided as the Commodores lead by 31. Terry Riley checks out of the ballgame as Brady Shively checks in for the Commodores. Garrett Newland will put up a three on the inbounds. He gets that one to drop it. Another three-pointer by Garrett Newland. He's got 14, 80-52 the score. Perry with the basketball nearly stolen away from Joey Hurston. Instead, a long pass to Jarrell along the near sideline. Back to Hurston with 2:15 to play. 80-52 the score. Brady Yinkst has it in front of Perry's bench. We'll pull it back out near the midcourt stripe. Ball nearly stolen away by Hershberger. Instead, he's going to get a foul. And that is the third foul tonight on Jacob Hershberger. Looks like Allen East set to empty the bench. Zach Miller will check in the ballgame. Miller is a 6-foot junior guard. Caden Jones, back in the ballgame.
Yeah, good to see Zach there. We talked about earlier, Brady, a state cross-country guy. I know Zach Miller, also a state guy, playing golf for the Mustangs as well. So another multi-sport athlete doing great things.
Ball nearly stolen away by Allen East as Brady Yingst brings the ball back across the timeline. 1:50 to go. Yingst at the top of the key, being tightly guarded. Takes the right block. Bounce pass down low to Terrell. He'll lay it high off glass and gets it to go. 30-point advantage now for Perry, 82-52. Caden Armstrong with the basketball for the Mustangs. Bounce pass to Jacob Hershberger on the far wing. Hershberger gets to Miller at the top of the key. Swings back over to Armstrong. Gets it down low to Carter Young. Carter Young gives it to Jones. Jones thought about the triple try. 1:15 to play. Hershberger thought about putting it in the air. Instead, will drive off the left wing. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Perry. Joey Hurston has it. He'll push the ball across the timeline with 1:07 to play. And that's going to be a timeout by the Perry Commodores. And that's just going to be a timeout to get Brady Yingst out of the basketball game. And they will bring in Isaiah Cox, a 5'8 senior. Cox inbounds the basketball. 1 minute remaining now in the period. 1 minute, 82-52 as Hurston drives, gets it to Shively. Shively lays it high off glass, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound though. Puts it back up. That one hits every bit of the rim off the back iron. Gets his own rebound once again to Jarrell. Jarrell will hand it off to Aiden Simpson, and that's going to be stolen away by Zach Miller of Allen East. 82-52 the score with 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hershberger puts up a triple try. Rebound pulled down by Cox of Perry with 30 seconds. He'll bring it across the timeline, and that might do it for tonight's ballgame. 82-52 the score. Backdoor pass to Ethan Jarrell. He lays it off glass, drops that one in. 84-52. 15 seconds remaining here in the quarter and in tonight's ballgame. Hershberger has it on the near wing. He'll drive to the left block, lays it off glass, drops that one in. Hershberger now with 4 points, looking to make it five with 6 seconds remaining in tonight's ballgame. Hershberger at the free throw line, the 5'9 sophomore. Puts that one up and drops it in. 84-55 our score with 6 seconds remaining. Hurston will put the ball underneath his armpit, and that'll do it. The Perry Commodores grab an 84-55 victory over the Allen East Mustangs. Perry advances to 17-3 on the season. With the victory, Allen East drops to 9-12. We'll take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout and come back with the postgame show and put a bow on this one. Perry victorious, 84-55 here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan.
It's time for the postgame show, brought to you by Dominion Energy. Don't forget to call Buffalo Dick, 811, online at dominionenergy.com.
Back at Allen East High School here in the Premier Bank Press Box. Investing in your neighborhood one transaction at a time. After all, we're better together. The Perry Commodores victorious tonight, 84-55. And Garrett Seabright and Dre White here with you at Allen East High School. And a really impressive performance by Perry as they're trying to hit their stride and be the best basketball team they can be here as we get inch closer and closer to the tournament.
Yeah, that's 5 in a row now, and I believe about 9 of the last 10 for Perry besides that Bath game. And, man, they're playing really well. They did what they do, and they did it really well tonight. They shot it well. You know, the defensive tendency was great. I thought they had some great leadership tonight by some of their upperclassmen, which, you know, coming tournament time, you love to see. You know, they got that one seed in a very tough Walpock district, and they'll need those kind of things as they get started on the tournament path.
Yeah, so an 84-55 victory tonight for the Perry Commodores. We're going to take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. We'll look at more individual numbers, and Dre's got some team stats for us when we return here on Lima Sports Radio. 93.1 The Fan. Back at Allen East High School, final time here on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan, wrapping up an 84-55 victory for the Allen East Mustangs over the Perry Commodores. I'm Garrett Seawright, joined alongside with Dre White. And Dre, we mentioned a couple of different times, Jeffrey Simpson, a really great performance for the Commodores, had the dunk in the second quarter, but put 13 points on the board. Bubby Knight had 16 points, so a really well-balanced scoring effort tonight for the Commodores.
Yeah, they can spread it around. You know, they got four or five guys that can, you know, put up 15, 20 points any given night. So, again, that's what makes them difficult. But I agree with you. I thought Jeff was key tonight. Did offense, we did defense, we did some intangible things. And like I spoke on earlier, I thought he was a great leader.
Yeah, when you run down the stats for Allen East, yep, before you get to the turnovers, it looks really, really, really good.
Yeah, if we leave off the turnovers, they were 50%, 6 of 12 from 2. They were 12 of 19 from 3. So overall, that's 18 of 31, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. So they did some good things there when they were able to get, you know, when they were handle that defensive pressure and get shots off, they were pretty effective. But the key tonight, again, if we're going to go back and look at it, 25 turnovers for the Mustangs, just not going to get done against Perry.
No, you're absolutely right. When you run down just the sheer efficient numbers for Allen East, if you went down those numbers, you would think it's a really, really, really close ball game until you get to the turnovers, and then you see, boy, that didn't go so well.
Yep. If we could cross that one off or ignore that one, look at the rest, you thought this had been a good game. But, you know, that's what Perry does to you. That's what they do to everybody.
Both teams back in action tomorrow. Allen East will be home for the Upper Scioto Valley Rams, while Perry hits the road for an afternoon contest. They're going all the way to Antwerp to take on the number 2-ranked Archers in what should be a dandy of a matchup for the two of the best teams in the state in Division IV between the Perry Commodores and the Allen East Mustangs. Perry moves to 17-3 with the victory. Allen East drops to 9-12 with the loss. The final score, the final time, the Perry Commodores beat Allen East tonight 84-55. For Dre White here at Allen East and Dave Woodward back at 57 Town Square, I'm Garrett Seawright saying so long here from Allen East on Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan.